Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today. Looking forward to a dialogue and discussion with you on what I perceive to be perhaps the most important broadcast we've done in many years. We're talking about a very serious issue today, one that has, implications for not just America, but for the world. An issue that for centuries, theologians, Bible scholars, pastors, preachers have wondered about, have pondered over, and debated, had dialogue and discussion about, and that is how the Antichrist, the lawless one, the man of sin, the one that the Revelation text speaks of in Revelation 13, how he could come on the scene and take control of the whole world without there being a battle, without a fire shot being fired, but step on the scene and control the globe. I believe we're watching today through the Biden administration and his efforts to put America in the global system and for America to lose its sovereignty, which is scheduled to be done on the 22nd through the 28th of this month. That's about a week from now. It is talking about World Health Organization, and I call this broadcast today, Who, the World Health Organization, Who Holds the Global Keys? Who holds the global keys? Don't leave the radio for 1 second. This broadcast is very prophetically founded. Eschatological truth is coming to fruition. The Word of God is being validated and verified each and every day as we see the happenings, not only in America, but around the globe. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone number that you can join this dialogue and discussion today is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of internet, it's 904-831-0917. Love to have your participation today in this very ominous, sincere, serious broadcast on Let's Face the Issues. And let me remind you that as we face the issues, it's based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, the declaration is made, "Thy word is truth." Truth is the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus Christ himself is truth. And so therefore there is a need today for us to recognize truth and adhere to truth. Of course, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." Ladies and gentlemen, we have a disdain for truth today on all levels. We are watching as a number of the House of Representative members and others continue to come out of the closet, if you will, and they are standing against anything that's called truth, standing against anything that is moral, ethical, and valuable as far as the biblical precepts and principles are concerned. But ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. So I challenge you each and every day. Stand for truth. Love the truth. Learn the truth. Tell the truth. And defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment like the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can also answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag there. Flagpole's 165 feet in the air with the gigantic flag flowing, U.S. flag flowing 24-7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly oriented environment. It's closed on Sundays so that you can worship with your family in the house of God, with the children of God as God intended it. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make your application for employment and wait for an interview and see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just one moment, we'll take our first caller, but let me just reintroduce very briefly where we're going and what we're going to do. For centuries now, the theologians, Bible scholars, pastors, preachers, biblical teachers have been debating and discussing and dialoguing about how the Antichrist will step on the scene, be able to control the whole world, the whole world. And we read in the book of the Revelation, Revelation 13th chapter. We'll touch on that in a moment during the course of this broadcast. But in 13th chapter of the book of the Revelation, the man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene, and he is empowered by Satan himself, but his empowerment includes the control of the world with world domination. Ladies and gentlemen, in that world domination, the Antichrist, the one that is called the lawless one, the man of sin, will have total control over global trade, global travel, all global commerce. He will be able to totally control all of mankind as far as the medical care is concerned, education is concerned, whether you can buy, sell, or trade, and what you can or cannot do. Every person will be traced, tracked, and targeted. No one, ladies and gentlemen, will be able to buy, sell, or trade except they have the mark that it's called in Revelation 13, verse 16, 17, and 18. That mark literally means the identifier that says that you have submitted to the global leader. For the past 50 years, ladies and gentlemen, and perhaps more, I've arbitrarily and capriciously come up with the number of 50 years, could be 60 or 70 years. But for the past multitude of years, every president, every prime minister, every political leader, somehow, some way, they have been behind the scenes without saying it to the public. They have been a globalist, a one world order mindset, with the exception, I believe, of Donald J. Trump. Now, you could correct me if you find evidence otherwise. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for seeing that come to fruition with this globalist one-world leader in total control. I believe we have Laura on the line. Laura, go ahead with the question or comment, please. Hello? I reckon we lost Laura. Lana, I believe we have Lana on the line. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Lana. I'm a new Christian. I've never raised in a Christian family, and I've never seen Jesus besides my husband gave me the gospel 4 years ago. I was a prostitute all my life, and now that I see, I can't avoid the truth, and I'm trying to warn everybody. And my mother at 16, she still believes the Antichrist is Obama, and that the mark of the beast will be revealed when the stone tablets for the Jews are revealed, because Ron Wyatt, he had this discoveries on YouTube. You can watch it. Ron Wyatt discovered Noah's Ark. He discovered, I don't know if you heard of him, Ron Wyatt.
I've heard the name. Go ahead.
But regardless, he said the angel came to him and told him the mark of the beast will not be released until these items are foretold to the world, which is the Ten Commandments and the Ark of the Covenant, which was underneath Jesus when he was sacrificed. But we believe Obama is the this man of perdition because he's had lots of things lead up to him being it. And the mark of the beast, we believe, is going to be the fixer to the vaccine. Because even Christians, I have children I know have taken this, and I feel so bad for them, but they've all taken it because they had fear and interest in God. But they're going to beg for something to fix them because they're going to be in so much pain and whatever the 5G is doing to them. So I feel terrible for these people, and so I just pray that they don't take any more and that they don't take the last one, which will be the mark of the beast, because they're going to want something to fix what they did to themselves.
Lana, let me take a moment and interject some thoughts for our edification and illumination. Number one, I have no confidence, and I'm not trying to say this as a demeaning of your statements. I have no confidence in someone that says that they've got a vision, they've found this, they've seen this, they've discovered this. The Word of God is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word, and even a simple person, a simple mind, can read it and understand it. Scripture interprets Scripture. There's nothing about the Ten Commandments having to come into fruition before the man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene. We see that in the Scripture. Go back to the book of Daniel,
yes, sir.
Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8. The man of sin, the Antichrist, is the little horn of Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 8, verses 23, 24, 25, says this man of sin, the Antichrist, will be able to understand dark sayings. Then you go fast forward to Revelation chapter 13, and you find that the Scripture says he will be empowered by Satan himself. He will have the power and the authority to the control that's given to him by Satan. In fact, the Antichrist will have a sidekick, as I call it, the one of the three heads of the unholy Trinity, and that one that is the false prophet will be able to raise the Antichrist from the dead. The whole world will follow him. But we find in the Scripture there is the mark. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's this particular vaccination, but I believe there will be an eventually there will be that requirement for you to have the mark. The mark could be a chip in the forehead in the hand. It could be something that is because of the technology that we have today with the vaccination that will go under the skin. It's read by an RFID reader. It could be read from the satellite links in the sky. We don't know, but we know that we're headed in that direction on the fast track. It's like being on a jumbo 777, full steam ahead, but it's the Word of God coming to fruition every day. I have said no to the vaccination. I say that any sane person should say no to the vaccination, because that's submitting to something into the body, into our system, that based on Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel has already said over 500,000 Americans have died as a result of the vaccination, with 1,292,000 having been injured as a result of the vaccination, and that number was given in February of this year, so I don't know what it would be today. So it is a deadly, it is not a vaccination, it is the injection of something into the system that will cause future problems for the balance of the person's life if it does not take their life. But we're talking about today, in relationship to our discussion with the man of sin, the Antichrist, the fact that Joe Biden, sleepy Joe Biden, the one that has no right to the authority of the throne, if you will, as President of the United States of America, back in, I believe it was February or January, and we're just now finding out about it in the latter part of April when it was revealed that he has already introduced into the World Health Organization, in the UN, asking them to include America in its domination and control of America as far as any health emergency, as the sole determination by the leadership in the United Nations, the World Health Organization. I'm looking at an article, for example, that says the Biden administration is pulling a fast one on the American public. They're trying to bypass Congress to significantly change an international agreement that will erode American sovereignty, and it will happen next week. This article is dated the 18th of May. And it goes back to give the historical setting of it that we'll cover in just a moment. But we need to be very, very careful in understanding that the Bible, the Word of God, not what some theory has seen, not what some so-called prophet has found, but what does the Word of God say in relationship to these truths? But you're exactly right. We're living in ominous times. We're looking at dark days. And I believe we're on the very verge of seeing the rapture of the church take place, the man of sin, the Antichrist, stepping on the scene and controlling with an iron fist all of the globe. And so what can the Christian do? We can look up, lift up our eyes, for our redemption draweth nigh, according to Luke's Gospel, the 21st chapter, the 28th verse. So, Lana, thank you so much for your call and your input. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day, and keep looking up. Our redemption draws near.
Thank you so much.
Yes, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. this man of sin, this Antichrist, stepping on the scene and causing the whole globe to submit to him. Let me go back and read the balance of the article that I was touching on when we spoke speaking to Lana just a moment ago. This article says, in 2003, coronavirus known as SARS-1 escaped the lab in China. In response, former President George W. Bush in 2005, this is a little historical setting that we need to grasp to understand where we're going in this broadcast. George W. Bush in 2005 agreed to place America under the World Health Organization, WHO, International Health Regulation, IHR. The IHR sets global health initiatives that members, including the United States of America, were required to follow, even superseding the laws of member states. Recognizing RH's threat to the U.S. sovereignty, former President Donald J. Trump stopped sending U.S. tax dollars to WHO, that's World Health Organization, and began to process the process of pulling America out of the UN organization. Globalist billionaire, this is the key now, ladies and gentlemen, globalist billionaire Bill Gates countered by pledging to replace the lost American income to the World Health Organization to the tune of $250 million. Upon taking office, Joe Biden reversed President Trump and rejoined the so-called global authority. Now he wants to cede, that's C-E-D-E, that means to surrender sovereignty of America to the World Health Organization, which is ideologically aligned with Communist China and Bill Gates. Listen carefully. Let me put a little footnote. Bill Gates is one of the major contributors. Bill Gates contributes as much, if not more, than any other nation around the globe as an individual. Bill Gates sits on the board with World Health Organization. Bill Gates is the one that's pulling most of the strings, along with the Communist Party of China. This article states here, let me read it again. Now he wants to cede, that's Joe Biden, cede to the World Health Organization, which is ideologically aligned with Communist China and Bill Gates. But it was not enough for Biden to simply rejoin World Health Organization. Biden is actively trying to cede more of American sovereignty to the United Nations globalist body as a whole. On January 18th, the Biden administration delivered a 13-page document proposed changes to the World Health's IHR charter. Biden did not consult Congress at all. In fact, Americans would not even know about the proposed amendments if it had not been for an independent researcher who discovered the scheme and raised the alarm April the 12th of this year. This article continues, ladies and gentlemen. WHO, the World Health Organization member states, will vote on Biden's proposed amendments next week, May 22nd through 28th, because the U.S. already signed on to the IHR agreement in 2005. The U.S. Senate is not required, hear me, U.S. Senate is not required to vote on, disavow, or approve the IHR's amendments, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, with a demonic delusion, Joe Biden, which is cognitively depleted, Joe Biden is the puppet that's being used, but Joe Biden has just done slick, single-handed circumventing of Congress to make this choice and decision. This article goes further. One of the shocking amendments Biden put forth adds nearly an entire new chapter, Article 53, to the IHR agreement, establishing a heretofore non-existent compliance committee. Listen. Upon threat of being dragged to the world's court's arbitration unit with steep fines and sanctions can be imposed, member states are required to report IHR compliance measures to the compliance committee, which will monitor each and every nation and their progress in compliance to the IRH directives. The committee, for its part, shall strive to make the recommendations on the basis of consensus. Listen to this. But consensus is not required to force all members of the World Health Organization to comply. Further, this article states, by the way, this is Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, newsletter dated May 18, 2022. This is a very current document, ladies and gentlemen. This article says further, Bill Gates, who is second highest in command with the UN, exceeded only by the United States. The Gates Foundation regularly donates up to $500 million per year to the globalist society. You can bet Gates or his surrogates will sit on any committee for the enforcement of these rules. In fact, both the Gates Foundation and the Clinton Health Access Initiative, known as CHAI, have been granted official relations status with the World Health Organization. And just last week, Biden hosted a virtual global COVID-19 summit that was joined by the Gates Foundation and the Clinton Health Access, as well as George Soros, Open Society Foundations, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We're watching the pulling together of a globalist society. We're watching the diminishing of anything called a free nation. We're watching the total diminishing and destruction of the sovereignty of the United States of America. So yes, the theologians, the pastors, preachers, and Bible scholars of yesteryear, of all of these years, in fact, centuries, may I add, been searching for and looking for an answer exactly how the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and rule with an iron fist. We have the answer to that very clearly, very succinctly in what is taking place at this very moment. Ladies and gentlemen, lest God intervenes, we're watching the absolute total demise of the sovereignty of the United States of America. We're going to talk about that during the balance of this broadcast today, but let me remind you, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, the fraudulent, illegal American President Joe Biden provides the World Health Organization with what he is doing and what they're doing in return. He, ladies and gentlemen, he's just provided every Bible scholar, every theologian, every pastor, preacher, teacher that's wondered about the way that the eschatological text would come to fruition. The puzzle has now been solved. Global leaders, ladies and gentlemen, those that will be in total control will be that man of sin, the Antichrist. The key, ladies and gentlemen, to that puzzle is what we're seeing taking place today. The one that the Bible calls the Antichrist will be able to come in prominence, preeminence, power, and authority. And that power and authority, according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, will absolutely be power that's given by Satan himself. It'll not be a godly power, not be a divine power. It'll be an unholy alliance with that power from Satan that will allow him to carry out what he's going to do. The Biden administration has authorized the World Health Organization, ladies and gentlemen, which is under the control of the United Nations, which is under control of China. Ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place is that the Joe Biden, the American president, is ceding the sovereignty of the United States of America to none other than the United Nations, which is a puppet organization that's totally dominated, totally controlled by the nation of China. Why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, when COVID in late 2019 was set free or leaked out of the Wuhan, China lab, why do you think the CDC lied and lied and lied some more? I've just read articles recently where the CDC has now admitted that they lied about it because of pressure from communist China. Ladies and gentlemen, China will then be in full authority and in full control of every movement of the United States of America. We will no longer be a free nation. And I'm not trying to say these words to frighten you. I'm excited about it because I see the hand of God. I see God's eschatological, biblical, theological, prophetic truth coming to the forefront, and the reality of how it is going to take place is before us this very day. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, here's something that I touch on as a result of talking about Biden and what he's doing. Elon Musk just suggested that Biden isn't the real president. This article says, billionaire Elon Musk took a shot at President Joe Biden on Monday and questioned whether or not he's actually in charge. During a podcast interview, Elon Musk, the head of Tesla, said that he has voted overwhelmingly for the Democrats in the past, but criticized the current administration and Democratic Party over its policies. Quote, Elon Musk is quoting, listen, the real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. The path to power is the path to the teleprompter. If someone were to accidentally lean on the teleprompter, it's going to be like Anchorman. Ladies and gentlemen, the world sees the weakness in Joe Biden. And the weakness in Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes have been manipulating the global one world order and he is single-handedly going to be able to throw the switch, if you will, and change the trajectory of where we're going and what we're doing in the United States of America. Biden, I'm looking at an article that says Biden moves to give the World Health Organization health care sovereignty over America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll read you a blurb from this article dated May 12th of this year. But listen very carefully. World Health Organization will be given the total authority to, in the discretion of Dr. Tedros. By the way, Dr. Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, is not a medical doctor. He's not an epidemiologist. He's not a science researcher. He's not, has no medical credential, no medical background, not anything to do with medicine. He is a puppet that's been put in place by Communist Chinese Party, the Chinese government. He is a puppet of the Chinese government, the Communist Party, ladies and gentlemen. But he's the one, in his sole discretion, listen carefully, without having to go to committee, without having to have Congress vote, without having the House or the Senate in America or any other leadership role in any other nation, without having any input, he at his sole discretion, and we'll read those articles in just a moment, at his sole discretion, Dr. Tedros will have the authority to declare a lockdown. Dr. Tedros will have the sole authority to mandate vaccinations on a global basis. Dr. Tedros will have the authority, being bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party and Bill Gates, which is the preeminent globalist in America and around the world today. It will be the ultimate goal of Bill Gates to be in total control and total authority with this money that's bought and buying and paying for Dr. Tedros at the behest of China, that will rule and reign around the world. Now, I'm not saying that Bill Gates is the Antichrist. I'm not saying that Dr. Tedros is the Antichrist. But I'm telling you that it will come out of that scenario and out of that background that will allow the Antichrist to step on the scene and to rule in the reign. This article says, and I'll read the headlines again, Biden moves to give World Health Organization health care sovereignty over America. The Biden administration has proposed amendments to the World Health Organization regulations that would give the United Nations Director General unilateral, what does that mean, unilateral, by himself, his sole authority, unilateral authority to declare a health emergency to the United States. The International Health Regulations Amendments will be subject to the votes of the upcoming annual meeting of the World Health's governing legislative body, the World Health Agency, World Health Assembly, May 22nd through the 28th, meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. Dr. Peter Bregin, B-R-E-G-G-I-N, Dr. Bregin, an acclaimed reformer in the field of psychiatry, who is helping lead campaign to raise awareness of the Biden administration's move to destroy American sovereignty. Bregin writes that the planning of the amendments has been so stealthily, that is secretly, that it might have escaped attention except the efforts of one individual, author, researcher, and activist, James Ruske. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, we need to recognize today the danger that's looming for the sovereignty of the United States of America, notwithstanding the sovereignty of any other free nation around the globe. But America's sovereignty, if America's sovereignty is lost, ladies and gentlemen, we've lost the world. The globalists will be in full charge. The one world order will take place. What you see in Revelation chapter 17 and 18, which will be the one world religious system and the one world economic system, will all come into play. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. That will happen without any question. That will happen without any doubt based on the authority of Scripture. You see, I've read the last chapter in the book. I've read what God says, and I know that what God's word says is history pre-written, and so we can count on that as being absolute truth and absolute authoritative because God said it. But the rapture of the church will take place first. Ladies and gentlemen, the rapture of the church could happen today, could happen tomorrow, could happen the next 15 seconds. After the rapture of the church, after the Christians have been suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world, the Antichrist will step on the scene. The stage is now being set for that to take place, ladies and gentlemen, without any equivocation. We need to be concerned. We need not be worried. We need to be concerned and recognize it's on the very horizon. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Whole lots more to be said about this. Be right back right at the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.